I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back, BYU fans, to Cougar Sports Saturday here on May 21st. The weather's getting nicer, starting to feel like summer. BYU football's tweeting those images from the weight room.
That's right.
I love seeing those pictures, by the way. Jaren Hall's hair is becoming a gem, isn't it? It is awesome. He's letting it go, and it looks great.
Yeah, Jaren's grown out the hair. Mason Wake's got like a buzz cut going on right now.
I support that.
Micah Harper's looking healthy, ready to go, coming back from that ACL injury. Dallin Holker looks like he's going to be maybe a tight end one. Isaac Rex is working his way back. So, yeah, I just seeing the weight room picks. The season's around the corner, man. We got some TV kick times earlier in the week for some big college football games. So it's just around the corner, 15 weeks from today.
Speaking of big college football games, we know that BYU and Tennessee, it's off for 2023. Yeah. There's an opening now. You and me were such big schedule people. You wrote a nice piece on KSLSports.com. If you don't already, go ahead and follow Mitch Harper, KSL Sports. He's always cranking out good BYU content. You kind of looked at some options for who could be realistic. Because at this stage in the game, a lot of people's schedules are set for 2023, yeah. So the options are slim. If you were making the decision, and let's say anyone that's available would play the game, neutral, away, you know, whatever it is, what would you do if you were filling that spot for BYU football?
You know, I might take the biggest swing of all.
Oh, no.
I might go Alabama.
You're crazy.
Alabama.
You are nuts.
Alabama, because
that's on the road, you know.
Oh, yeah. It would be
Tuscaloosa.
It'd be Tuscaloosa. We'll talk about Nick Saban coming up, I'm sure, in the show. We have him and Jimbo. If I'd say Alabama, that's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. Kalani experienced that place as a player back in 1998. The only time that BYU's ever played the Crimson Tide. I'd say Bama. And the thing is that if you play somewhat well in that, that's going to be the ultimate confidence boost going into Big 12 play, right?
No, I hate it.
That's a game you could have a moral victory and
that
be okay.
To me, has the makings of an Alabama-USC type score where BYU just gets blasted. Because let's remember, you and I believe that Jaren Hall is going to have a great year.
And that's the one thing that makes me pause.
Oh,
I'm breaking in a new quarterback. If it was this year's team, you're still taking the L.
It's a different conversation.
You're still taking the L, like it's Bama. But I mean,
you could see a scenario, especially with, like, Bryce Young's great, but they have a ton of new receivers, new running back.
Still loaded.
You could see a scenario in which you lose by less than 21 points. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, yeah, I mean, maybe 20?
Maybe it's 41 to 28 or something. I don't know. But
yeah, I mean, I could see.
If
I mean,
you're butt breaking in Jacob Conover or somebody else.
And but maybe BYU's defense is better, though. Maybe they play well in 2022 and there's more confidence about the defense.
I don't think they will be, because how many people are leaving this year, too? You're probably Peyton Wilgar, adios, yeah. Probably. Keenan Peeley may be gone. Yeah. Chaz Ayu's gone. Okay. Malik Moore wants to go.
Maybe Ben Bywater. Who knows? We'll
maybe
see.
Maybe Ben Bywater. Maybe Tyler Batty.
You're not convincing me now. Okay, get Alabama off there.
Alabama would be fun for a one-off, yeah. But I'm worried it would maybe derail the new quarterback because it could go fair. Sideways. And then does that hurt the program going to the Big 12? Even though it would be fun, yeah. You're not winning that football game, and does it set you back? What I would do is, okay, there's an opportunity to lessen the schedule now. We got the Big 12. We got Arkansas. We don't need a Power 5 game. We don't. And we need a win because it would be nice to get Jacob Conover or whoever, you know, heading in the right direction. And there's one game to me, and I think you wrote about this, that just it's an obvious one. And it's on the road, and I'm okay with it. At UNLV. That's a Ooh. Game that they previously had. You get that game at Allegiant Stadium. It's a kind of a road trip for BYU fans to congregate to Las Vegas. You get the NFL. That would be 3 years in a row of playing at Allegiant Stadium. And that matters. Playing in these awesome stadiums, those are memories. Those are experiences for college athletes. If you can get UNLV and you say, hey, I know we had to cancel you earlier, we'll come to you. We'll play at Allegiant. I think that would be a great way to start the year.
I wouldn't be opposed to UNLV. I'd even try to make it a one-off money game. You know, maybe pay. I mean, I'm just throwing out a figure here. Half a mil. You know, I don't know what the cost would be.
Take 25% from that Tennessee loss. And
right. That's what I'm saying. Because you're getting $2 million in from Tennessee. Maybe you're willing to pay a higher, you know, one-off game a price tag than what you're used to paying. Maybe $500,000, $600,000
yep.
Because it's on. I know it's still, 18 months away, but short notice by college football scheduling standards, schedule something like that to come to Provo, then you get 7 home games. I wouldn't mind the trip to
Vegas. I
don't want
to play UNLV at home. I'd rather play Utah State at home.
Even if it's week one, though, Cougar fans would be just chomping at the bit because it's now the Big 12 era.
If you're going to play a home game, I'd call up Utah State and say, hey, I know it's 2 years in a row in Provo, but that's what it is. So if you want to play the game, come back to Provo.
See, I don't think the Aggies would do that.
Okay, then you're not playing the game. then you dial up Utah Tech or somebody like that and start a new era of Kalani football with a win.
You can't. That's what's
Portland State? No, I stay away from that.
That's what's interesting about this scheduling move is that typically in these spots you see teams just pick up an FCS team. BYU's already have an FCS team in Southern Utah, so they're kind of forced to have an FBS team or Group of Five.
Hey, the WAC is playing football. Grab one of the new WAC members.
that is true. They could
Tarleton coming to town.
Well, that'd still be FCS. WAC is still playing FCS.
You're right.
Maybe, but you could get some of the new Conference USA teams. Maybe like Sam Houston State.
Mm.
Hey, that's D1 now.
I would do that over Alabama. I really want that next group to get off into a good foot now that Tennessee's off the schedule.
Yeah, I think that it's just funny, too, how Tom Homo once again has to deal with a scheduling headache. We got to take a break, though. On the other side, we'll get some more BYU football talk, Big 12 divisions. What's the latest there? We'll get you an update. It's coming up next. Cougar Sports Saturday, news, traffic, and weather next here on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.